I'm really interested in how the wood moves because it's green. So that makes it more interesting for me as more of a collaborative effort with the material than me just forcing the material to do what I want.
Artist Open House is a place where creative people in Cook County talk about their work in their own words. Not just what they do, but why, what inspires them to continue, and who may have influenced them along the way. I'm Jay Anderson. Cooper Turnus makes wooden bowls. He says each bowl contains stories, the story of the tree and the forest it grew in, the story of the maker and his tools and the tradition it was born out of. When the bowl changes hands, it also takes on the story of its new owner.
What interests me in almost any aspect of my life in different people or different cultures or different foods are the stories that come with them. And so as I really loved making bowls, I was trying to think, why do I like these? Especially when I see the old ones that were made hundreds of years ago. They're so full of stories because they were brought out at festivals or parties or celebrations. A lot more work went into making them beautiful. And why would someone try to make it so nice or take so much time carving this or that? And it gave me a window into those people who made those, and it's neat to think that my work will someday, someone will, what will they know about me from looking at what I'm making? And why I think it's important nowadays to make a wooden bowl, which is kind of somewhat obsolete, is the sheer pleasure of using it and having and knowing the story that's associated with it. It comes preloaded with a story, which makes it important to you, and then it becomes part of your story in that for the last few years, I've been using the same oatmeal bowl, and that's my oatmeal bowl. No one else gets to use it. It's mine, and it's special to me. And same for other people. They remember the times, remember when we had movie nights every Wednesday for that few years with these friends, and this bowl was the popcorn bowl, and it comes loaded with these memories. Remember when we went to this wedding and we brought a salad in this bowl, and wasn't that wonderful? I had a bunch of my bowls that I made, I gave to other people that they brought to my wedding with salads or things, and that's fun, yeah. And especially an oatmeal bowl or a cereal bowl. You use it every day right at the beginning of your day, and it's a good insulator, it keeps things warm, it's quiet, it washes up nice, and it develops that patina from your use and abuse, and it just becomes more beautiful. My family's Scandinavian American. I'm very inspired by the Scandinavian folk culture, and a lot of people are. And it's interesting, I've been reading about that. It's easier for us to identify with it because the Renaissance came through Scandinavia so late, and industrialization came so late because it was so far north and the fjords were so remote that people kept living the way they'd been living for much longer than they did in, say, Italy or France. So we have much more examples, material examples, of what their lives looked like, what their lives were like, through what they were making, as well as stories of people talking about their great-great-grandparents or stories passed down through families, where we have more touchstones to learn about what life used to be like. I just think Scandinavian design is incredibly beautiful, as well as Japanese design, but there's another parallel to the materials we have available up here in the boreal forest to what we have available in Scandinavia, so I'm able to make those Scandinavian products. A good bowl is a bowl that lasts and is beautiful and doesn't flavor your food. So I don't use coniferous trees because the sap will flavor the food that I eat out of it. And I find them a little too soft to hold up the way I want them to. From up here, I use a lot of birch. I like to try and get big birch with a small heart, which is the brown part in the center of the log. And I like to get it as wet as possible, or green. So that's as fresh from being cut down, because I'm interested in the way the wood moves after I make a bowl out of it, so that they're not perfectly round or perfectly flat. I just think it's interesting to watch the wood dry and move the shape of everything. Birch was used extensively in Sweden and Norway as well for the products. And then I paint it with a milk paint that's food safe, and then I'll oil it with linseed oil or walnut oil. That makes a very long-lasting product that you can use and wash daily. I also use a lot of cherry and walnut in the bigger pieces I make that are not necessarily for individual use, but more for like a salad or decorative. And those are from southern Minnesota. And they're just gorgeous materials. Up here, it's fairly easy to find birch, but they're still driving out to the woods with the logger, going down the logger's road, so and you need a big truck and a big trailer, and then the loading of the material is the hardest part. So I've learned the hard way that I can't do that by myself. I need some sort of mechanization to get the logs loaded. And then once I get them back to my shop, I can pull them off the trailer or roll them off the trailer or whatever I have to do. And then I can cut them up into smaller pieces and use it. But I am dealing with fairly large pieces of heavy material. So there's a lot of material handling. It's just a not very artistic part of my business, but it's necessary. Because I like to work with the wood green when it's on the lathe, I want to get the longest lengths possible, so I'm not interested in 3-foot chunks, really, because they'll dry out too quick before I can get to them. So 8-foot minimum, I do 10 or 12-foot lengths. You know, 12-foot, anything longer than that's really hard to pull on a trailer. But then it just the wood dries out just through the ends. So the whole middle of the log is all good for me, even after 6 months when I can get to it. I use a power lathe for my production work, and I also demonstrate on a foot-powered lathe. That's how the old bowls were made, and I think it's important that I'm learning or understanding more how it used to be done, because those old bowls are what inspire me to make what I make nowadays. And it's tricky. I'm not good at it. I'm learning. The foot-powered lathe is one of those things that you were trained in as a kid, and then you'd learn as an assistant or an apprentice all the way through. Is an old craft like that that takes a long time to learn. So I'm just trying to figure it out on my own, and it's a struggle. But it helps me appreciate a good form or a good texture on what I'm able to produce on a power lathe. So it's important to me. A lathe basically is something that holds the material and spins it while I have a rest that I put a handheld tool against, and then the tool is also on the material and is cutting shavings, and there's clouds of wood all around me whenever I'm working, a stream of wet shavings.
Wooden bowl maker Cooper Turnus. For Artist Open House, I'm Jay Anderson. Artist Open House is a production of WTIP News with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.